Hi everyone, welcome to the new school year and the third issue of Voice. Did you have a nice summer holiday?
I did.
I visited my cousin in Hong Kong. They showed me around the place and I had a lovely time. On the Thursday, we took the train to Sha Tin. There was a famous temple on the hill and we climbed about 400 steps to get there. I tried to count the Buddha stated inside the temple. I knew then why it is called the 10,000 Buddhist Monastery. The next day we went beach hopping on the southern part of Hong Kong Island. We took the bus and visited a string of beaches. There were a few people at the beach and we had a wonderful day. Early the next morning, we went to the peak in the train. There were so many places to explore. The West Museum, the peak train. That we spent a whole day there. The view of the peak was thoroughly spectacular during the daytime. In the evening, the city shone and sparkled like jewels under our feet. What a wonderful sight. We went shopping the next morning. There was a mall close by and we got there on foot. The place was big and there were so many shops. The first two floors were for clothes and the third floor for sportswear. On the fourth floor were cinemas and an ice skating rink. The fifth floor showed electrical and computer goods. On the top floor were a restaurant, a toy shop, a bookstore, and a hair salon. You can get practically any time done there. I got myself a computer game and a pair of sneakers. Then we went ice skating. It was all great fun. Later that afternoon, we went to an outdoor fun fair in Hong Kong in a minibus. Welcome to the Chinese fair. A girl in traditional Chinese dress greeted us at the gate. Here is a surprise gift for you, she said, and gave me a lucky draw sticker. I soon forget about it as there was so much to see. There were lion dance performances and also Chinese opera singing. Special dishes from all over China were served at the food courts. My cousin had some fried prawns. There was something about closed crippled cards I couldn't stand, so I shut my eyes tight. Then there was an enactment from the large speaks. Attention please. The winner of our lucky draw is Miss Jody Chan. Would Miss Chan please come to the office to collect your prize? A free coupon for a scrap meal?